third Monday nights. Glad to have you here with us tonight. As we begin, we start as we always do with a word of prayer. Master Wright, and then I'll ask while we're standing if the Pledge of Allegiance will be given and offered up tonight and led by Master, excuse me, our counselor, Mr. Bradley. So please stand with us.
Dear God, thank you so much for all the many blessings that you have given us in life. Thank you for this great community we live in. Thank you for the people in it. And I pray for guidance tonight and wisdom as we make decisions concerning the county. Also, dear God, I pray that your loving hand is on the people of Texas and around this country that have suffered great loss and great tragedy. I pray that you will be with those families and comfort them as only you can do. Again, I thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us here. I pray that you lead, guide, and direct us tonight. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, as we begin tonight, we'll go ahead and start our first action item tonight, and that's the approval of our June 16th minutes. So, Masters, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes as printed? And is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve the minutes.
Thank you, Master Wright. Okay. I have a second. Was it Master Littlejohn? Thank you. All right. Is there any questions or concerns over the minutes as printed? Hearing none, if you're ready to vote, Masters, those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries. We are moving on to the expenditures for this pay period, And it, let me get, as always, we'll go over those that are over $1,000 or greater and be glad to answer any questions about those. Otherwise, so on page 104 in the general fund, we had calls to pay purchase a arena laser out the recreation complex for $1,000. That was a reduced price for an item that had put in privately, and then we have purchased that for the recreation complex there. Skipping on down to Burton Mortuary Services, we have that was, and obviously that was the, how many bodies that was, Karen, but that was the removal and mileage for those autopsies, $13,2250. Card member services, different credit cards, training expenses for two different areas, $1,694.17, and one that had included with Chamber of Commerce in that, $3,457.34. The contract with the Christian County Treasurer for the animal shelter contract for this fiscal year, $17,500. Page 2 of 4, you will see Copper Band Technologies listed. That is IT computers and printers. That's the service on that, $4,800. Geocom, CAD mapping system with the state. This is one that services that for the maintenance for the year, $7,952.70. HR AgriPower, parts and labor and materials for products pertaining to the road department, $3,912.85. Concession stand supplies to Hancock Neighborhood Market, $2,120.94. Harp Enterprise Election Service Contract Monthly, $2,184.04. Hub International Earthquake Insurance, $54,153. 30-something thousand of that will be reimbursed due to the part of that being the Justice Center AOC facility. John Deere Financial, miscellaneous items to go toward the products at the road department, $1,030.43. Page 3 of 4, Kentucky State Treasurer. Audit fiscal report ending 2024, $16,706.94. McNichols Electric Service and Filters, $1,200. Paylocity, our monthly payroll processing company, $1,369.88. Pierce Companies Corner Supplies, $1,655.85. Reynolds Construction Fifth Draw of the Concession Stand Project, $28,608.27. Rogers Group Road Material, $5,181.68. Southern Exterminators, yearly contract, $2,344.40. Page 4 of 4, this is for 911 chairs, $1,614.87. Next to the bottom there, you'll see a fuel card, $1,387.99. The last one there is the Wildcat Chevrolet for service and maintenance of 21 Tahoe, $15,18.66. Next fund is jail fund, page 1 of 1. You will see the Christian County Treasurer as the pay for inmate boarding for the month. $13,260. Sheriff Fund, the next one, there's one more. Card Member Services, training expenses, $16,221. And the last one, fuel card, $5,732.48. Next fund is LGEA, BSI container fees, $4,568.49. And then the last one there is for the Southwestern Kentucky EDC of $5,500. So you'll see the total of those. We also have a payroll approval on incentives for Master Dunn, $5,302.12. Last page, you will see the total invoices for the month of $205,260.30. Is there a question about any of those ones that have been presented or those that I failed to mention? All right. If nothing, no questions, or motion to approve?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Master Bush has made a motion. We have a second by Master Broadbent. If there are no other questions, or no questions, then we will seek approval. Those in favor signify by saying aye. And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries. All right, moving along. And one thing we did omit that seeks no approval, has to have no approval, is just the financial finances. You'll see the, as we always have those available for you, a current snapshot in the time with all our funds, and as we begin the fiscal year, where we are currently. So, with no approval necessary for the financials, we'll move to item 3, as you listed here tonight. That's approval of agreement between Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Department and Rural Municipal Aid and Trigg County. That CCBIP is a city-county bridge improvement program for for Pleasant Hill Church Road. As you remember, there were several roads that were submitted through this new program. The legislature that was approved, Secretary Gray has signed off on that with transportation, and we will be seeking to have that replaced in its entirety hopefully this calendar year, $450,000. So we have, not every county was allotted an improvement project. We were fortunate to get that in Trigg County. So what I have basically is a 15-page agreement that I won't read through its entirety with you on, but it does, as always, gives the description and the requirements for Trigg County to be able to utilize these funds for a specific purpose, and that is County Road 1185, ID number 111C00013N, which is the Pleasant Hill Church Road Bridge, as we know it as here in the county. And it talks about the bid process and the work that will be done with that, and the reimbursement that will be required for the county to seek its full measure of the funds for that. So I spoke with the District 1 engineer today in Paducah. They were actually working on it, allotting the, allocating the ones who will be for the state who have already gone through the bid process to be working on this bridge. I don't know what time frame it is, but he said that we'd like to get that done this calendar year, so that would be a full replacement at that location. So with that said, instead of going through 16 pages of general terms and agreements, as we always do with anything with the state, I will ask that we, if there are no additional or point blank questions on this allocation, I will need to have a motion and a second to seek approval for the agreement on this particular project. So there's a motion on the floor of Mashford Lane to approve the CCBIP funds, which are FD15 allocation, in the amount of $450,000. Do I have a second on his motion?
Second.
Thank you, Mashford Dunn. With a motion and a second on the floor, is there any additional questions or comments regarding this appropriation? If there is not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries. Okay. Coinciding with the agreement, we have to pass a resolution locally, which is Resolution 25-9. I'm going to have our council tonight, if he would read through this for us before we take a vote on this.
Resolution number 25-9, resolution adopting and approving the execution of a memorandum of agreement between the county and the Commonwealth of Kentucky for the amount of $450,000 for the Pleasant Hill Road CCBIP project, and be it resolved by the court that the fiscal court does hereby ratify and adopt all statements, representations, warranties, covenants, and agreements contained in said agreement, and does hereby accept the funds provided in said agreement, and by such acceptance agrees to all the terms and conditions therein stated, and the judge of executive of the county is hereby authorized and directed to sign said agreement as set forth on behalf of the court of the county, and the fiscal court clerk of Trigg County is hereby authorized and directed to certify same.
All right, you've heard Mr. Brayboy's description of Resolution 25-9. Our agreement resolution that we draw up for the county. Is there any questions or comments before we seek approval? Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion, we approve it.
Mr. Bush, thank you. We have a second.
Second.
Mr. Lane, thank you. There are no additional questions or comments on the resolution 25-9. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? There are none. Motion carries. All right. second portion of the Transportation Cabinet tonight is the approval agreement between Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, Department of Highway, and Antrim County East Lake Road Bridge FD39 funds, commonly referred to as contingency funds, formerly known to as political money, maybe. This is a direct appropriation from the state contingency fund that we are seeking approval for what is, has been, we would know it as an emergency over East Lake Road. Came from the severe flooding we had back in the spring. And that bridge is closed. It's zero tonnage allowed across the bridge. And we had sought emergency funds. And this is the funds they were able to find for us on this. So I do appreciate Commissioner Lewis and Transportation Cabinet for working with us to try to find a way to improve that unforeseen issue here in Trigg County. So we're going to do something very similar we just done. That's going to go through the agreement. And it talks specifically about East Lake Road Bridge. It talks about the already value that's already been ascertained and has approved for repair and lifting up tonnage by the state contractors. That is, that cost is $41,960. All the therefores and so forth about the location and how we are to do that, that is our responsibility to make sure that happens. We've worked closely with District 1 engineers to ensure that the project is done successfully and completed on time. We have been able to work with, and I'm trying to notify a few of the people that live behind East Lake Road about this project that is coming. We first had it, as soon as the storms ravaged this area, we found ourselves reaching out to those that could already have the state contracts to improve that. We are still waiting for that company to get here. Because of the extreme needs that have been around the area with some repairs on projects. So we will be waiting, hopefully not too long before this becomes effective for us here to utilize these funds. So with that said, is there any additional questions that I can try to answer without reading the 15 pages of agreement? If there is no questions, then I guess I will seek a motion to approve this portion, which would be the agreement of FD39 funds for East Lake Road. Is there a motion to do so?
So moved.
Thank you, Master Dunn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Master Wright, thank you. So we have a motion and a second. Is there no additional questions or comments? Hearing none, if you're ready to vote, Masters, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries. All right, Mr. Brayboy, we'll let you word Resolution 25-8, which is the agreement between Trigg County and Kentucky Transportation Cabinet on the East Lake Road project.
Be it resolved by the court that the fiscal court does hereby ratify and adopt all statements, representations, warranties, covenants, and agreements contained in said agreement, and does hereby accept the funds provided in said agreement, and by such acceptance agrees to all the terms and conditions therein stated. And the judge executive of the county is hereby authorized and directed to sign said agreement as set forth on behalf of the court of the county, and the fiscal court clerk of Trigg County is hereby authorized and directed to certify same.
Okay. You've heard the explanation and the reading of the agreement on the resolution. Is there any, are there any questions before we seek action? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Master Dunn, thank you. We have a second.
Second.
Master Bush, no additional questions or comments?
I know these residents will be very glad to hear this thing.
I think so, and we so from overdue, but we had to have the money in hand to make sure things will be replaced. So. All right. Item six is secured. You have a motion and a second. Yes, thank you. To all those in favor of the motion to approve, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, Opposed, like sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Our next item is the approval of our 25-26 chip and seal and paving list that you have received. This is the work of the Transportation Committee that met last week. Transportation Committee worked through lots and lots of roads that were concerns and tried to find a path forward to improve some of these. We know the need is great and the funds are short supply. I was looking this past week for something in our records that dated back to 2007. We just got through approving our paving, and it was $100 and change this time for a ton. We get money from the gas tax, as you know, for our improvements by way of the FIS formula, road mileage, population, which has not changed a tremendous amount when you look at the gas prices in the last, well, this was in 2007 I was looking at, so 18 years ago. The paving at that point in time, which was laid, was $44 a ton. We're at $100 a ton today. So you can see the strain on county budgets trying to find remedies to improve these roads. So a lot of thought and hard work went into the magistrate's list. Everybody left a little bit irritated, so that we probably tried to put something together that's workable, that we can at least understand that everybody didn't get everything they wanted, but we've got some things that were in high need and high usage areas. So let me just, for a second, before we go down this path, let's talk about the last year's flex money. Last year's flex money, and for those that don't know where the flex money is, that is a portion that is peeled off of rural secondary roads that we approve that comes from the state allocation. And we have the ability to go out and seek approval of roads for these to be used upon. Last year, we had three roads that we did not get to the final paving of that we're going to get paid right away, which will be in line for reimbursement. So those roads are Crossroads School Road, McAtee Road, and Rimcrest. So those roads that we had already approved through the previous flex funds that did not get paved last fall, Brandon's already reached out to Rogers Group, who got our contract from paving, and I believe, Brandon, you said they were going to be in the area this week. Is that correct?
That's
so
correct.
Those three roads should start seeing improvement right away on those three previously approved flex fund roads. The what you see before you, Masters, is a culmination of the. So let's look at our paving list first. Since we're talking paving, of that, about 3.7 of that is going to be this current year's requested flex funds. That's going to be a mile on Military, 1.5 on Tuggle, and 1.2 on Graham School Road. So 3.7. And just so everybody remembers, it's about $100,000 a mile for paving. So we're talking about $380,000 or so of that. We do have agreement, I believe it's $400,000 on flex, and so typically what happens, since if they're already paving and the paving goes a little further of those three allocated roads, we try to run out right on the dime of the reimbursement level on those roads. So with that, you can skip over to back to your printed copy of your paving list. You will see the additional roads beyond what I just mentioned as flex funds that will go toward each magistrate's district. And so you will see the paving total of about 11.014. With the 3.7 out of that, you'll see we're paying, we're not hardly doing, we're not doing 8 miles of county road aid funds for this year's project. You see the list and those designations of which, what district they come are in. The chip and seal list, chip and seal is running about $30,000 a mile for the double coat spread that was given for the bid this fiscal year. And you'll see the different districts and the magistrates associated with those and their request that were have been approved for that. Since the point in time that this was approved by the committee, a couple of our magistrates have chosen to try to work to get some more paving funds and dropped off that amount of dollars out of their chip and seal budget to maintain the same cost to the county. That perceived cost or estimated cost at this point in time is on one of, page 5 of your list, and you will see the chip and seal total miles with the prescribed $30,000 a mile. You will see the paving cost total miles and the with the estimated $100,000 a mile cost associated with that, with total dollars being $1.145,456. So that is our chip and seal list. That is our paving list for this season. We'll, I know that magistrates, you would have liked to have gotten received more. Maybe you have discrepancies about what you would want to do or like to do, but is there, that is the committee's recommendation with some minor changes that have taken place since that committee met with individual magistrates. So that's not perfect, but that's about as good as we can do with the funds that we have to do with. So is there questions or comments that you would like to make before we seek approval?
Well, it's very frustrating to all of us because we only have, after the flex roads, we have about 8.5 miles, like you said. But, Brandon, we've got a total of how many miles of county roads in this county?
Roughly 440.
So county roads is stretched from here to Louisville and back, and then a little extra. And that's why it's so frustrating.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we are in that shape, because of the, you know, just the cost of doing business has gone up and our income has not really increased over the years. So that's something that the legislature is going to have to look at and try to find a way to get more money back to the counties. That's just simple as that, because the math does not work the way currently it is being defined. And, you know, you can look at lots of reasons and lots of, we shouldn't have accepted those roads years ago, or we should have done this, we should have done that, but here we are, and here's the money, and here's the problem. So that's where we are, and I just want you to understand that everybody had a little give and take in this, and I appreciate your willingness to work through this project. We're not alone in this. This is not just a Tree County issue, but we have, you know, all of our surrounding counties face this thing, and they're doing the same thing at these fiscal court meetings this summer as we work through the paving time frame. So there you have it.
Not that it makes it any better, but when we go to our meetings and you sit with magistrates from Hardin County and different places, and they talk about being on the 30-year road plan, where they try to get to each of their roads over that time period, and that's, the state has to come up with some way that we have more funds.
Right. So I think I saw a hand raised here.
Basically that's why we're here, and I'm not sure if this is the time to speak or.
Well, I'll tell you what we do. We have a time in just a moment. We have for public comments.
Okay.
But since you're here, since you have the numbers you have about, I guess, a particular issue, while we're taking questions, the floor is open.
It's about paving, and basically all these people here are from Sherwood Shores and Woodland Hills, and Mike Lane is our rep magistrate, and he's familiar with our roads and what kind of condition they're in. And actually, Shane Lane is supposed to be our representative, and I don't want to take anything away from him, but I would like to say that I've been in aggregate business for 45 years, and I understand what you're up against. Our sister company is J.H. Rudolph. I've worked for Moser's for, I'm still working for part-time. And I understand that the price of rock and oil is just outrageous now. And, of course, the roads and the weather has deteriorated everything. And just about everybody all over the country is behind. So I'm going to let Shane speak because he's the one to kind of organize this.
Okay. I can do that now. I was going to wait until it was the proper time, so I don't know. I want to step out of line. But since he's already started, I can go ahead.
Shane, why don't you go ahead to the podium, if you will.
Yeah.
This is kind of out of our norm.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so.
That's how we roll sometimes.
Sorry about that.
My name is Shane Lay. I got a couple properties in the Sherwood Shores subdivision area. One property is kind of my lake house. I've been there 8 years. I just got the other place 2 years ago. It's right around the corner. So these are a representation of my lake neighbors, I guess is what I would call them. Friends I've got to know pretty well. Some of them are up by me at home, and some of these guys have been here for decades. I've been here for 8 years, so love the community, love coming down here, love the people. I'm here today because, you know, these are investments for me. It's not my residence, but I'm here a lot, and it's cost to maintain, right? So my biggest thing with the road conditions, and like when I first bought the place 8 years ago, I didn't have any water running into my shed. I didn't have any water washing out my driveways. This has all happened in the last 2 years-ish. So the roads walking, I've got videos, I got pictures of the road. If y'all ever want to see them, happy to share that. And I'm sure some other people have some things they might want to share as well, just what's going on there. So, but the road, the potholes are one thing, right? But it's the water flowing into my properties, running through my driveway. I got to fix that. I got to pay somebody to come fix that. I bought a tractor to do it. I do a lot of that for my neighbors.
So it fixes ours too.
So I've had to rebuild, replace my shed. The floor rotted. I had to change the shed out. I put all new drainage in there, all my own expense. So, like I said, 8 years ago when I bought it, I didn't have any of those problems. So it's just over the last 2 years or so, the roads, if you go down there and just watch the water flow, it just goes right over the roads, over the top, down through all of it. So I'm here to kind of appreciate y'all's evening or the opportunity to come in and talk about this, share, voice our concerns, and have you guys listen to it. These folks are all kind of in the same boat. We love the community. We love coming down here. Love the schools and all the other great things that are around here that we contribute to. And the roads being one of those things, we'd just like to put a voice out there to see what can be done about it. So that's really all I have to say about it.
Okay.
So,
well. Your Honor, we spoke a few weeks ago, and you were going to see if Brandon could go down. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
You were going to send him down to take a look. I'm Tammy Reed.
Tammy Reed, okay.
And I was just wondering if you had a chance to go down there and just check it out. We really just wondered, you know, if you could give us an update.
Yeah.
We understand that there are a lot of very serious projects that have to be done, and we're just a small area, but, you know, for us,
yes, ma'am, thank you, and to your point, you know, obviously roads are a big part of everybody's daily life, and, you know, travel in and out, and the just how good they are is also a kind of representation of where we are. We've talked about the issues with the finances, and we have issues just getting around to those spots that, in estimation of somebody, is a really big issue, and I understand that. I don't want to take away from that, but we have had our fair share of projects to have to get deal with. And Tammy, you know what, you understand that. And so I think Brandon, they had jackhammered some rock out, I think, most recently to try to get some water flow. Yeah. We have some equipment that can do some ditching in areas that, you know, will help with some of that. We've just had a tremendous amount of rain in the last, and this is not a, you know, everybody understands that. And we, you know, we're sitting here talking about roads tonight, and we've got folks, our neighbors in Texas are dealing with extreme issues. Yeah. So we have to put things in probably perspective as well. And so, but to your point, we will try to continue to look at ways to improve those areas that need the highlights and the you know, what we can do to try to eliminate some of the flooding and the water and the rock issues and the rock yards.
Yeah.
And
the, yeah. Yeah.
Also, there's culverts that are rusted all the way through in the middle of the road. I can take my cane and stick it all the way up to here. And it's right in the middle of the road. Every single culvert in our subdivision needs to be replaced.
And that's kind of dangerous.
And there is a water main exposed off of one of the drainages. It spills out over, and it's actually backwashing the road out underneath the culvert.
So lots of needs, right? Everybody can agree there's lots of needs, and we can find them. We could find time and resources, we can try to improve these. You're talking about an area that certainly needs some improvement, sounds like.
It doesn't seem like anybody's been there.
I've been there for 25 years.
We've been there for 35 years.
35, okay.
We've been there.
Subdivision, when the Neil Silver Shoals was built, approximately 1972-74. Over half a century. And two times, when they did chip and seal the first time, then when Burley Moore left as judge, as executive, and him, they were pretty good, close, he chip and sealed Drewater Road, where we live.
Not all the way
there. And it's been 20 years plus since anything has been done to Drewater Road. I came to your office, I spoke to you, I spoke to some of the ladies, I've called, and nothing gets done other than maybe a little chip and seal put in a pothole, and that's very minimum at that.
Mike, are we talking about?
I'll show you something.
Mike, we're talking about over here.
90% of these people right here live on the lakefront, some are $250,000 homes. These here are the roads that we live on. It looks like a big place. That's not probably a half a mile along that off.
Mr. Light, let me show you
something. This right here is the roads that I submitted for every one of these roads. Got approved tonight.
Got what?
Got approved tonight.
They got approved tonight?
Okay. All right. So we got several of your roads on the list there, right? Right.
Yeah. We need some help, man. Keep in mind, people pull the pontoons in, pull the pontoons out. You've got 19. We didn't get mail until 8 to 10 years ago.
All right, so.
Kids can't go, people won't move down there because they can't, kids have to carry the kids up to the point. Get on a bus.
So a lot of the roads that maybe you're talking about were approved in this action tonight, so, okay? Is this my copy?
How you? I got a zillion of them.
All right, thank you. Okay. Back to you, sir.
I was just gonna, you guys could have just led with that, I guess. No, I'm sorry, I didn't. So is it, is public record?
It's not blacktop.
Is my load on there, do we want it still? It is?
It's chip and chill.
Is that paving?
Yeah, I mean, it is been a mess.
I apologize for interrupting, buddy.
You're fine.
I'm not familiar with your process.
Right. I think we're good. We're just getting a little clarity here, so. Yeah, we did have some of that. So with that said, I think we can probably.
I'd say if we get any kind of improvement, we'll be happy.
Well, I think the action that was taken tonight will show some improvement on some of those roads. All right?
So like we're talking about the water coming, so we're on Blue Water. So we're almost at the end where it circles around where we organized house. Well, there used to be like a drainage ditch that was that dug out that went up almost to the curb where it went in a big culvert.
Okay.
That is no longer, hasn't been for, it's just all, I guess, where dirt washed in it.
Okay.
So it's just plank because he hasn't moved.
All right. Well, we can look at that as also. I'm not sure familiar with that location you're talking about.
To try to,
We've been there since 85.
Okay. I mean, we tried to build up it. I mean, you said gullies in the driveway, you know, in the yard, like Shane said, it washed his building out.
It went out our front door.
Okay. Well, we'll put on our list to try to improve that area and try to help you with your water situation. You know, some of these roads that you were here tonight discussing was approved in our road list that Ms. Master Lane had worked to get put on there. So appreciate you all coming. I think that some of your issues may be eliminated with in the future with this improvement. And you know, the water is not going to be eliminated by putting pavement down. So we'll have to get to try to work on that, and we'll try to hit the hot spots and the high spots to make that helpful.
Yeah. The chip and seal is great, but I don't think it's going to do a whole lot for the water still coming over.
Okay.
Yeah, the culverts and the ditches.
I would just like to leave that on the table.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And we, Masters, we have action to take. We do have a motion and a second. It's been approved, correct, ladies? Okay. And so we are back on target with trying to approve action item 7, the chip and seal and paving list for 25-26. So with a motion and a second, is there any additional?
Oh, no, we don't have a motion and a second. No.
Well, let's get one.
Yeah.
So moved.
All right. Master Lane, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Master Broadbent. With that said, Masters, do you have any additional questions? Hearing none, if you're ready to vote, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. This time, the Sheriff Aker is here tonight. Do you have a report, sir? Okay.
Investigated 10 accidents with injuries, 12 accidents with no injuries. We've seen a reduction in that, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that on what I think the reduction may be implemented from. 36 animal complaints, 76 attempts to serve for civil process papers, 3 calls for burglary, 11 calls for disturbances, 6 calls for domestics, 23 investigations, 18 motorist assist complaints, 2 complaints of shots fired in the county, 10 theft complaints, 109 traffic stops, 19 arrests made, 19 citations issued, 34 papers served, 34 civil papers served, and 84 verbal warnings issued out of those 109 traffic stops. What we're going to be implementing to increase our visibility in the county residents is going to be a saturated enforcement patrol program. That's going to be a set program. And what we're going to do, I'm going to later get with our 911 coordinator, we're going to record some data to see where our high crash zones area are in the county. It's going to be based on high crash zones, reckless driver complaints, DUI arrests, and those are going to be broke down into individual areas, and then I'll provide magistrates with lists of those. That way, if you have a request for extra patrols in those areas, I'll tell you which SCP zone that's going to be. We're going to look maybe 10 to 12 or whatever is going to be appropriate for the number of calls that we do have in those particular areas. And we've also seen a reduction in our collisions. So we hope that it's been working so far. We've tested some areas in high crash zones. So we hope that's why the reduction in collisions have went down for the month of June. So we do look forward to implementing that throughout the county over the next few weeks, and we'll get that data recorded, and I'll present that to you on our next meeting. And I'll also have a copy of the list of those zones. That way you can relay back and forth through your constituents in your districts. One more mention I'd like to add to the report tonight is the Catawba Cannonball Run was completed a few weeks ago. They did raise several thousands of dollars. Trigg County is going to benefit from that. I don't know the amount of the check that our agency is going to receive for that. But once I get that number, I'll disclose it to you at a more appropriate time. So that's been complete. And in their appreciation of us, they're going to write us a check for all the support and advertising that we've done for those guys coming here in our county. So we do appreciate them coming and being part of our community as well.
Very good.
Any questions on the activity for the month of June?
I'd like to thank the sheriff for immediately responding to a need in the neighborhood in my district. He made it safer by getting a big dumpster removed. He also worked with getting a developer to clean up the road, which was a really big problem for the residents there. And he was the go-to person to get that fixed. So I appreciate that greatly.
I think we have a resolve now.
It's a lot better.
Okay. Appreciate y'all's time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sheriff.
All right.
Okay, so with that, public comments. We should address the board tonight.
We still got more than
that. I think we've done now. Now
time to talk.
Okay.
I can go up there?
Please.
Oh, I don't want to.
I'll keep it short.
Do like me, huh?
If you would, just state your name for the record.
My name is Steve Reef. We have a place down at 147 Blue Water Road. And I want to know if somehow some of these people down by our area, they don't cut their grass, it looks crappy. Is there any way we can help make them clean it up? Clean it up a little bit?
Well,
abandoned trailers. I think that might be one of the problems that's taken so long to get attention in our neighborhood is because we have some bad, but down where we live, you know, I mean, there's a lot of abandoned trash, okay. And I think that's what's taken so long.
Some people
are
living in trash.
But we'd love for people to clean it up. That doesn't represent us.
And that has been a long discussion for the county that there is there's not an ordinance in place for that. There has been isolated improvements in areas that we worked with the health department or the state on dump sites, and so we do know that they, on isolated cases, we have been able to improve certain areas over time. But to your point,
just as a sweeping leverage tool. There is nothing in place at this point in time for that. So we'll be glad to take the addresses that you have given us, and we can try to work with our solid waste coordinator, who typically handles a lot of the isolated incidents that we work with the state over. And if there is something that meets the state laws that would put that property in jeopardy of not having something clean or put together as a health issue, then on occasion we have success that way.
Dumping is illegal, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we got somebody sitting on the couch.
We need to know those locations.
And we have several of ours where they're dumping couches and mattresses.
That was 1730.
So if you'll get those addresses to us, we will again work on those dumping locations to try to find a way to remedy that.
All right. There are so many forests, so much tree leaves falling each fall. The culverts on a lot of the driveways are too small, and I've cleaned my neighbors out many, many times. And if his water comes down on my place, that they live in the foxhole, very seldom it'll come up. And it comes down, and I've got a 32 by 24 garage makeshift hangout. I've got a lot of investment in it. I've probably got $7,000, blue tape, everything. Neon, George Jones, be proud of it. Water come in, washed to the dental plate out from under it. I called Nashville, the people that raises your floors. $3,000-something was the estimate on it. Didn't cost that much to get the concrete in there when I had the poured, That's what happened to me. He come in there and came off, called a man, did not clean his cover down. And I washed him away.
Certainly a lot of needs there. Steve, back to you. That's the answer to your question, is that there is nothing in place at this point in time. But on certain areas, certain needs, and obviously dumping sites, we have ways to try to move beyond doing nothing.
Well, my buddy, he's lived here, his mom and dad bought it. He's lived here about maybe over 40 years or so. Like, they said, used to have a neighborhood watch, where people would take care of this. They had to.
Yeah.
Or the people would come in, you guys would come in and force them to take care of it. I don't know if that's true or not, but when they first made Bartlett Lake.
It really, from my experience being here a long time, it always comes down usually to your homeowners association. And y'all have guidelines and laws and rules, and then you have to take legal action sometimes to enforce them. Years ago, we had a zoning meeting in here about some common sense things. And you think there's 25 people here tonight? There were 75 people here that night. One's wearing an open carry pistol on his hip. And the word was, you're not going to tell us what to do. And it would be very tough in Lent and Roaring Springs, Kent and Wallonia, to really enforce it. We'd have to hire people, but I feel your pain. And it usually comes down to homeowners associations and their rules, and if somebody's not following them, taking legal action.
We're just here to try to improve our community.
Sure.
Area, because we got good people that live there.
We are pure ashamed of. And like I say, we understand the cost of roads now. It's just ridiculous. But we're here to get on the list.
Just don't forget us.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And it's illegal to live in a, like you call, a square box with no water. No toilet.
No sewer, no septic.
Living in just a square little building with no assistance.
If I could help any, I am y'all's master. So these things that y'all are describing, I believe everybody's got my number. Y'all, give me those addresses.
Yeah.
Okay. The box you're talking about, yes, that's illegal.
There's a list of bylaws for our subdivision. There is a list.
Yeah, that's the state issue she's talking about. But the dumping sites, if you would, give that, and the addresses of these places you're talking about are grown up or whatever. Okay. Those two things are, then I'll
Give you the address of where it comes from.
Okay.
We know where it came from.
Don't give me that stuff, that information outside of this meeting.
We appreciate it.
I'm not sure who my magistrate is. I live out in the Woodland District. I have a neighbor that decided to connect an 8-inch, a 6-inch, and then 13 tile, drain tiles from his property onto mine. It has created tens of thousands of dollars. I had to get a V-ditch remediation plan from the Kentucky Farming Bureau because my property mirrors Army Corps. And they don't want you putting dirt on their dirt, or their dirt on my dirt on their dirt, even though it's my property.
So
I tried to have that.
So obviously, if it's in the right of way, we have
his entire residence drains onto mine.
And if it is a property line issue, unfortunately, the county does not intervene in property line issues with neighbors.
It's a trespass issue.
It would be a civil issue at that point.
Okay.
All right. So yes, sir.
Thanks to Mike, we probably wouldn't be here, because when he came down to give an estimate on my roof, he said, "Boy, you guys need good roads."
Well, we'll talk with him later.
I didn't want to get you in trouble, Mike.
Okay. Any other public comments? Master comments?
Any update on my cul-de-sac surveying issue?
Well, we were going to, there has not been a survey on that issue that you're talking about. I do appreciate you being here and asking that question. We will try to get an answer for you on that, okay. But there has not been any action that's taken place since you were here last time.
Okay, and there's a confusion whether we need one or not. There are two current survey markers that are current. My issue now is I don't have power. I'm running off extension cords to get to where I live. Troy has to replace the pole because it's trespassing on my property and doesn't have a waiver for my property. So they're doing a $10,000 improvement to remove that. They don't know where to put it.
I am
living in a heat zone, trying to keep cool with medical devices, living off extension cords right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, we were right at master comments, I believe. Do you have any master comments? Okay, I have just a very few things tonight to finish up on. As always, it's just a couple of dates to bring your attention to. In the morning at 10:30, we'll be working with FEMA to try to be the next checkbox to toward our reimbursement from our, help me out, Lucy, that was May last year, 2024. So we'll be working on that potential reimbursement. Thursday, 9:00, Building Grounds Committee here, and we'll be looking at the rescue facility. That is, I think we do have hopefully the final drawing of the blueprints for this project, and we'll be seeking hopefully approval at that point in time to move forward with that project. And also, just out a couple weeks out, Thursday the 24th is the Trick County annual farm tour, and you'll have lots of folks there. You want to try to make that, I'm sure. It'll be probably the hottest day of the year, so go ahead and plan accordingly for that. Hope to see you there. They'll be provided lunch to follow the tour. I'm not exactly sure, Barry, on that one, but it'll be early. It won't be early enough to keep you cool, so just plan accordingly. Do we have anything else that needs to come before the court tonight for the good of the community? If not, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And before I forget, Lori, step back in. I think you had to be out. Would you please give us a little update on your announcement the other day, Lori?
We had
So the court knows we've approved a portion of that, but just...
We have approved a portion of that. The furniture grant that we did, we got it. I got the news the other day. So we're looking at a timeline of October.
Remember, that's a 10% on that, and so the total on that was...
Right at $58,000, I think.
So our part will be 10%.
It's actually going to be less, because we noticed that the quote that they originally gave us with furniture, it's actually come down a couple $1,000s, and we're actually trying to get AT&T from our 2004 grant. They still haven't fulfilled it. So I'm trying to get AT&T to do our telephone grant and the furniture grant at the same time. So that will knock off another couple thousand.
Okay.
So we may actually get down a little bit lower than that. But
well, congratulations on digging in and putting the effort out there to seek that grant opportunity. It's long overdue, but it certainly helps with the cost of doing business here in the community and have that particular portion of the pack. So just want to make the court aware you'll be seeing that later on this fall. So if there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn? We have a motion
and
a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.